Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, an exciting time of year most years. Harvest is underway in southern Oklahoma.
Yeah, the crop's coming in down there. Of course, it got delayed by the rain for a week or so. Those combines will be running this weekend. The quality of a crop is still questioned. I do know down in Texas, North Texas, where they're cutting there, the test weight's good. It's good milling quality wheat. The early cutting in, down in Frederick, in that area, was 56-pound test, a low test weight, but the berries were filled out, and that was one of the things we was concerned about, was shrunken berries. So if we can have some good-sized berries and get test weight up a little bit, I think, of course, the production will be down, but maybe the quality will be sufficient enough for good milling wheat.
What's the latest on prices?
You're looking at prices. You know, they've fallen off a good bit over the last month and a half. You know, we talked about it. It looked like they had topped out. I think they're trying to build a bottom. You watch that July contract. I've got that that support there at $7.20. We went down close to it, bounced back up. I think we've got the top at $7.60, so we could start a sideways movement as the crop starts here between, say, $7.20 and $7.60. The basis is running, 30 to 40 less than that for the cash price in Oklahoma.
With producers seeing a dollar-plus loss in the wheat markets in the past month or so, how low can prices go?
Well, that's a question some producers are asking. Should they be forward contracting some wheat before delivery? I say, if you can't afford $6.60 wheat, then you probably want to forward contract some. You ask yourself which is going to hurt you the worst, not having the opportunity to sell it for, say, $7.50 or $7.60, or have to sell it for $6.60. If you can't afford the lower price, then you need to forward contract some. How low can it go? I just can't see it going very low with tight, hard red winter wheat stocks. I know we've got a lot of wheat around the world. I know foreign wheat production is going to be an average or better. I know stocks are expected to increase globally, but still, wheat stocks are tight, and I can't see wheat prices going much lower, maybe another 50 or 60 cents, but I'd be surprised.
You're also keeping an eye on corn and beans. Give us some perspective there.
Well, the corn's getting planted. You know, it was delayed a little while because of the moisture and the weather, but, you know, rain makes grain. They were over 80% planted, probably 90% by this weekend. The USDA projected, 91.7 million acres. There's talk about some of the acres in Nebraska where it's still too wet, going over to soybeans and a couple other wet areas. Record soybean plantings. So it looks like we're going to have increased corn stocks, so low corn prices where you've got tight wheat stocks and relatively high wheat prices like we had this last year, and lower bean prices because of a larger bean crop.
And let's talk canola now. You're getting calls from producers. What kind of things are they asking you?
Well, the big question they're asking is when should they cut the canola and lay it down for harvesting? Because with the freeze, with the drought, and all the things that's happened to canola, you've got a variety of a maturity of the beans on that plant. You've got some mature berries, and then you've got some green berries, and some plants are trying to reflower. It's important that producers either talk to their buyers or talk to you know, Josh Bisson at OSU or Scholler or Nuance, somebody in the business about when they should cut that, because if they get too many green berries, it's going to impact the value of that product.
And compared to wheat in Oklahoma, there's still a decent learning curve with canola and farming it and knowing answers to some of these questions.
Yeah, what we've got, 100,000 additional acres this year of canola. It's a first-time experience for those producers. You're not just going out and combining it, you're swathing it, rowing it, letting it mature and dry. It's a small berry. You got to have a lot of duct tape to handle that stuff, because any little hole, it's going to escape. It's just looking for a way to get back out on the ground. There's a lot to learn about canola, but I was talking to one producer on his wheat field that followed canola last year. He said that's the best looking wheat he's got. So canola rotated with wheat, I think, is a good management practice, but the learning curve is really high.
Great perspective. Kim Anderson, thank you very much.